Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is the third shiur, and we've been discussing the question of suffix staka. And again, this is built on the Torah of Harav Zsolti Zatzal. In the previous shiur, we saw two psukim that teach us that Safik Matnas Aniyim is La'aniyim. One is Lani V'Lagir Tazavaisam, and the other one is Ani V'Rash Hatzdiku. So we saw that there are really two dinim here. One is that on Safik Lekad Zechaloshim Lekad Mitay Latzavadai. And that's in the pasuk of Lani Negir Tazavaisam. And the other one is, and that's a din in like a chichen peya. And there's a din in Maman Aniyim, it's Safik Maman Aniyim Havei Laniyim, and that's a din mechudish the Gabi Mamanus Shal Maman Aniyim. So, b'chol dinei Mamanus v'seh motzim mechorel v'ha Maman Aniyim, Gabi Safik Havei Laniyim. And now we learn from the pasuk of Ani V'Rash Hatzdiku. And you need both, because on Safik Leket, there's a Chaloshim Leket Mitoy Rasavadai. But that's only B'Safik HaShokel, that's only if it's 50-50. But if there's a Roiv, that's the Baal HaBayis, then you can't say that there's a Chaloshim Leket Mitoy Rasavadai. But it still goes to the Aniyim, because it's still a Safik. Roiv doesn't make a Vadai. And it goes to the Aniyim Din Ani Barash Hatzdiku. And then Afkamina would be being a mafresh shumis and maestris. If it's mitin anibla ger tazavaisam, so then it goes to the. Then he has to, doesn't have to take up shumis and maestris because it belongs to Taras Vadai to the ani. But if it's anibla ger tazavaisam, alani rashat stiku, there, general din and maman aniyim, suffix maman aniyim goes to the aniyim, so that doesn't have a shame. Tairas Maman of the Yani, and Mimele, he'd have to be Mafis, Shumas, and Maestris. They were just giving it to Tairas Safik. Adkan mi Tamsis, the Chiddush of the previous Shir. And Yizbar Lefizeh. So therefore we understood according to that that the Rishon Min Lakish says that Safik Leket Leket, we learn from the Pasuk of Ani Rosh Hatzdiku Kfi Sheraynu Ba Yerushalmi B'Pe'ah B'Sof Perik Dalit Kivan De'amar Zeh Al Matznitin Hu Amar Zeh Al Mishnah Av Chorin Amalim, that the Tfuah and the Chorin Amalim goes to the Ani, according to Reb Meir. And then there's a Rov that belongs to the Baal HaBayis. It may make sense that he brought the Pasuk of Ani Barash Hatzdiku, despite the Rov, the Ani still gets it. But according to this, it doesn't have a Chaloshim like a Taras Vadai from the Pasuk of Tazif. If Azai, the Ani has to be a Mafresh, he said, Tumas and Maislos. ויתבאר לפי זה מה שכתוב בירושלמי שספק לקט לקט לומדו מהפסוק תעזוב. So in the Yerushalmi that Rabbi Yechan says that ספק לקט לקט you learn from the pasuk of Tazavaisam. And the Ani Barash, So that's where he wanted to learn it from, because Rabbi Yechanan holds that also the Gabi Chorin and Malin, it is a Roiv that it belongs to the Baal HaBayis. Nevertheless, let's learn from the pasuk of Tazov. Since this is tzad safek, shemazel leket. Since this is tzad safek that it might be leket, so Rabbi Yechanan is holding that it has a shem leket mitoras vaday, and it's like other leket that's potter from tzuvumus and meisres. But the Shlokish holds that we learn in the Brice and Teretz Koyhanim, that suffic leket leket from the pasuk of Lani leket hazavaisam. That's talking about a suffic a shakul of 50-50. The talk of it's a 50-50 suffic, then it goes to the ani, b'teretz vaday. But when there's a roiv, that it belongs to the Baal HaBayis, like in the case of the Chorin HaMalim, where you found the Tvu and the holes made by the ants. But when there's a Rov, the Reza Shel Baal HaBayit, Shuv Yifshar Lomar, Shechal Batorat Shem Leket Mitorat Vadai. But if you can't, it doesn't have, like we said before, it doesn't have a Teretz Vadai of being Leket, when it's in the hole of the Baal HaBayis, where there's a robe that it belongs to the Baal HaBayis. It's not the Baal HaBayis, the Ani's B'Teras Vaday. And let me tell you, Sufek, it's a robe against the Ani. You have to come on to Ani V'Rosh HaTzdiku. That's B'dinei Momen, it's Shal Momen Aniyim, that's Sufek Momen Aniyim, Havi L'Aniyim. Now the Gemara in Perek HaZroa V'L'Chayayim in Chulin, the end of Chulin, brings that the Rishim ben Lakish says that Safik leket leket gabi chorin amalim. It's learned from the pasuk of Ani v'Rosh HaTzdiku, and doesn't bring Rabbi Yochanan, who learns in the Yerushalmi from Tazif. And it would appear that this din that we learn from the pasuk of Tazif, that al Safik leket yesh chaleis shem leket miteras vaday zelo ne'amar Ela b'leket shicha u'pe'ah shekatuv b'hem ta'azov. So this is only a din by leket shicha and pe'ah where the Torah says ta'azov. That's where it's learned from the pasuk of ta'azov, lani v'leket ta'azov esam, that suffix leket as a chaloshim leket miteras vaday, that's a din leket shicha and pe'ah b'dafka. B'na'at mamananim b'chlam. Aber bechol safek momen aniyim, kegoin staka, ma she ze holech laaniyim, ze rak mei hapasuk of oni v'rosh hatzdiku that was said in the dinei momenus of momen aniyim. She safek momen aniyim, arei ze laaniyim. These are two different things. You have the Anil Vanagir Tazavaisam, which is said by Lekat Shechan Pei, and then you have a din, general din of Safik Maman Anim, like Tztaka, that's La Anim. That's in the Pasuk of Ani Barash and Tztiku, that was said by the Dine Mamanis of Safik Maman Anim. Devar Zem Vuar Lehedya Bahagaot Hamordechai, Shehu Katav, She Safik Lekat Shechacha Upea, Lo Nafke Kulhu Michat Kra. He says they don't all. You don't learn leket shich and peya from the same pasuk, because by that it says tazoiv, it says by leket and peya. Shicha, you have a pasuk acher. Shemoshe katuv basifri, minayin lasofik shicha tamadom lager b'leyasim yiyeh. Yachakach mevi Mordechai, ma shekatuv b'Yerushalmi, shesafek leket leket. Lomdim me'apasuk ani v'rosh hatzdiku. Afterwards, the Mordechai brings that it says in the Yerushalmi that safek leket leket you learn from ani v'rosh hatzdiku. And he writes that since we learn suffix leket, we can also learn that suffix tztaka, because they're all matnesaniyim. And just like we say hatztikeu b'matnoisav, we also say hatztikeu b'tztaka. Just like we say hatztikeu, make him right, give him his matnesaniyim misafek. So we can also say that hatztikeu b'tztaka. So first he brings the different sources. We learn shichin peah from one pasuk of Tazov. We learn leket in peah from one pasuk from Tazov. We learn shicha from a different pasuk. And then he brings the Yerushalmi that Safek Leket we learn from the Pasuk of Ani V'Rash HaTzdiku. And he writes that since we learn Safek Leket Leket, we can learn that Hu Adin, from the Pasuk of Ani V'Rash HaTzdiku, so we learn Hu Adin Safek Stuck, because we're all Matnes Aniyim. Just like we say HaTzdikeo, but nice about HaTzdikeo, so it's Stuck. It's we have to understand. If we can learn Stucka from Leket Shichan Peya, why do we need a special Pasuk by Safek Shichacha? That it belongs to the Aniyim. You can learn from Shicha, from Leket and Peya. So it's much from this, that this din that we learn from the Pasuk of Tazav, that on Safek Leket, as a Chaleshem Leket, Mitairas Vadai, this was only said by Leket and Peya, where it says Tazav. And therefore we need another Pasuk to tell you by Safek Shicha, as a Chaleshem Shicha, Mitairas Vadai. And it's like every Shicha, that's part of Mitrimus and Maisus. But from the pasuk of Ani V'Rosh HaTzidiku, we learn that Safik Mamun Aniyim belongs to the Aniyim. In other words, here there's a din mechudesh, but dinay Mamunis, that Mamun Aniyim, that Safik Mamun Aniyim belongs to the Aniyim. And if so, the Mordechai is right when he says that we can also learn Safik Tztaka as Laniyim. It's like we say HaTzidikeo, but nice that we say HaTzidikeo, but Tztaka. So there are two different dinim here. There's one din of Teiras Vadai, Leket Shichan Peh, that we learn from the two psukim. And then there's Nacha din that we learn from Ani V'Rosh HaTzdiku, that Safik Maman Aniyim is L'Aniyim, not Teiras Vadai. That it goes to the Aniyim. And therefore, just like Safik Maman Aniyim goes to the Safik Manas Aniyim goes to the Aniyim. So to Safik Staka goes to the Aniyim. Givaldik. Now, we can understand that the Gemara brings Safik Leket Leket, and the Gemara in the Bavli, Chulin, brings Safik Leket Leket from the Pasuk of Ani V'Rosh HaTzdiku. And the Gemara didn't bring that at Rabbi Yechanan says Safik Leket Leket, when from the Pasuk of Tazav. Because what's the Gemara asking? The Gemara is asking Safik Matnas Aniyim, that belongs to the Aniyim. About Safik Matnas Kahuna, they say Moitzim Echabrela Beraya. So, that's the Gemara's Kasha. Gemara is asking on Matnas Kahuna. By Matnas Kahuna, what do we say? We say that if he shechted the animal, and we're not sure if he shechted before his gerus or after his gerus. And Mimele, if it's before his gerus, he's not chayv Matnas Kahuna. After his gerus, he is. We say misafik. It's his. I'm what's mechaber l'baraye. So now the Gemara wants to know. Wait a second. Why is Matnas Aniyim different? Why by Matnas Aniyim do we say misafik? You have to give it over. So since that's the Gemara's kasha, the Gemara can only ask in the pasuk of Ani V'Rosh HaTzdiku, she'ne'amar b'dinei momen et shamomen aniyim, she'sfeiko habi l'aniyim, she'gam b'manas kuhuna ne'amar Ani V'Rosh HaTzdiku, hatzdikeyu b'matnotav. That we learn from this din of Ani V'Rosh HaTzdiku that was said by dinei momen et shamomen aniyim, that safek Mamananim goes to the Aniyim. Now this pasuk of Ani V'Rosh HaTzdiku was also said by Manas Kahuna. Hatzdikeh v'matnoisa, just like we say Hatzdikehu. The Ani, so to Hatzdikehu the Kohen v'matnoisa. In other words, if you're not sure, you should give it to him. But you can only ask for money v'rosh hatzdiku, because that teaches you a general din that safik mammon goes to the ani, and safik manas kahuna should also go to the kohen. But it wouldn't be correct to say that, and you can also say that about manas kahuna. Why don't we say Hatzdikeh v'matnoisav to the poor Kohen? You should also help out the Kohen. So that's when you're talking about a general din of Safek Matnas. That's Safek Matnas Aniyim. But the pasukim about Leket Shechen Peah aren't Shaykh. That's a special din in Leket Shechen Peah. There's nothing to do with Manas Kahuna. Because from Tazayv, you're learning a completely different din. You're learning that B'Tayras Vadai, Safik Leket is a Chaloy Shem Leket B'Tayras Vadai. And you can't ask about Safik Manas Kahuna. Because this is a din Mesuyim B'Leket Shechen Peah. That even on Safik, there's a Chaloy Shem Leket Shechen Peah. But that has nothing to do with Manas Kahuna. When it's Ani V'Rosh HaTzdiku, there, you're not sure who to give it to, so give it to the poor guy. So that would apply side to the Ani, side to the Kohen. This, we can also answer the Kash of Rabbi Kivega, that we asked in Parakas Rav L'Chayayim on the Mishnah of Safik Manas Kahuna Motzim Echara L'Varaya from Rav Meir that Chorin Amolam Safik Leket Leket. So, Frekta Rabbi Kiva Eger, why don't we ask from Stam de Mishnah that Safek Oilos, so Mishnah Peya, Safek Oilos belongs to the Aniyim. So why don't we bring from there? That's a Stam Mishnah here. It's Dafka Shitas Rav Meir against the Tanakhana. So that Safek like it is like it. If you already want to ask that the Safek goes to the Ani, bring from a Stam Mishnah Peya that Safek Oilos belongs to the Aniyim. Because you can't ask Safik Maman Anim and Safik Manas Kahuna from any place other than the din of Ani V'Rosh HaTzdiku that was said by Dini Mamanis and Maman Anim, that Safik goes to the Anim. But the din of Safik Leket Leket, I will learn from the Pasuk of Lani Leger Taza by some, you can't ask and Safik Manas Kahuna because this is din Mesuyim and Leket Shechen Peya. And therefore the Gemara doesn't ask Safik Oilas that it belongs to the Anim. Because there it belongs to the Anim, because then Safik Oilas is the Shem Oilas B'Tayras Vadei from the Pasuk of Tazayv. But you can ask from the Mishnah about Chorin Amalim, since there's a robe that belongs to the Balabayas, and therefore it doesn't have a Shem like it from the Pasuk of Tazayv. It belongs to the Aniyim from the Halacha of Ani V'Rosh HaTzdiku. It was said by the Dinei Mamanim and Maman Aniyim that Safik Oilas Aniyim. So also by Safek Manas Kahuna, we should say Ani V'Rosh HaTzdiku, Hatzdikeyu, B'Matnoisav. Gevaldik, so this was a lot to digest. And Mirtz Hashem, we still have a Sach Tzoveden, like they say. And in Mela, I'm hoping that with Zeche to continue Nekima D'Kashir, and we will see more and more in philosophy in Teretz Hashem Yisbarach. I want to thank my Tyra Freinlich, for my precious friends, for listening to this shir and for partaking of the very, very sweet Tyra. And Mirtz Hashem will be zecha, hopefully, hope to continue the simcha v'tuv lev of Meirov Kol. Shalom, shalom.